A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. You keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, as a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, as I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. Whatever you ask the Father by name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Jesus was going through his extremely difficult time dying on the cross, most of the apostles abandoned him. Very few showed up in his hour of need. But yet Jesus teaches us a valuable lesson. He still didn't give up on us as human beings. He could have easily said, "You know what? These apostles were worthless. They were not there for me." But what does he do after the resurrection? He doesn't give up on us human beings, but rather he keeps calling us to do good things. And that's what we celebrate today in St. Matthias, the apostle chosen to replace Judas, the great betrayer. Jesus is affirming all of us that despite our human weakness, despite our faults, he has called each and every one of you to do good things in his name and to follow him. And that's what today is about, my friends, to bring the good news of Jesus to one another and to bring the love of Christ to those we encounter today. So if you're sitting in the pew this morning thinking, "I'm a sinner, I'm imperfect, why would God want me?" That's exactly why he wants you, okay? Every single one of us belongs to him, and every single one of us has a great task to do. So let us not be afraid to follow our Lord, because he has called you today to follow him on this Wednesday morning in May 2025. He's telling you, "Follow me." So how will you follow him today?